landscapers. There's a new landscaper.
Yeah,
coming?
That's Curtis. Not, yeah.
Okay. We'll begin. Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call. Present are myself, Mr. Lasker, and Mr. Greenberg. So we have a quorum. So I'll make a motion to open the public comment period. So whoever is first.
Second that.
Okay, but someone else.
Second.
Second.
More in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 3-0-2 absent. You can go first, dear ladies. Where do you go?
Okay.
No. So. This, but whoever is first, please come to the podium.
Moshe, do you have anybody who signed in to speak?
Yes.
Could you give the mayor the name?
So,
the
yeah.
Person?
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Jericho Rosenthal.
He's not here.
David Levin.
Dave Levin's right there.
Yeah.
I'm right here. Please come up.
Is Lenny can go first? Is she speaking?
No, she's not. No, she has. Yes. She's on the agenda later.
No. Not a problem. Thank you.
Who is next?
You're both on the agenda later, right?
Okay. So some other people will be here. The comments here.
So as the board is aware, several weeks ago, upon discovering that road work was planned for Brookside, Woodfield, Tamarack, and other areas, I sent an email that was distributed to the mayor and trustees by the clerk, asking for commenting that it would make sense since Trapper's Way was admittedly done several years ago and with very inferior results, as admitted by the trustees previously. And since that road is an important bypass road between Tamarack Lane and Woodfield, and in the interest of saving money on paving in the future, that it would make sense to do that road, which is only about a quarter of a mile in length, at the same time. And Mr. Lasker responded to one of my neighbors' recent email that they weren't planning on doing it, for whatever reason that may be, which I'd like to hear, and that it would be up for consideration in the future. So I would like to know the logic behind making the decision not to do Trapper's Way, since, you know, it wasn't like, I'm sure this decision was made several months ago, but it was only, I believe, informed 3 to 4 weeks ago to the general public. So I'd like to hear what you have to say, and I'd like the opportunity to respond to your remarks as well.
So, as you know, we don't really have a Q&A option, so thank you for your remarks. Pass them along to the village engineer, who, by the way, makes these decisions on a regular basis, on a yearly basis.
Okay, I think the village engineer pretty much is going to say what, you know, he feels the board wants to do. And there's no question that it was done in a fairly manner, done in something called cut and fill, or something of that nature.
Are you speaking on behalf of the engineer?
Excuse me?
Are you speaking on behalf of the engineer? You
know what you're saying? I'm speaking on behalf of myself.
But you just said, you know, that I'm sure the engineer does what the village wants.
No, well, of course he's an employee. He's not going to refuse to do.
He's not an employee. He's a contractor.
Excuse me?
He's not an employee. He's an independent contractor.
Okay, well, what I meant is he's paid by the village. That's appeal the application. So obviously he's going to do, what he's asked to do. But the point was that the road is in bad shape. It gets in bad shape on a regular basis. Several potholes were recently filled, but you can actually see down to the lower level. There's several spots in the road, and it's uneven as well. If I'm not mistaken, the Hungry Hollow cul-de-sac is being done as well. Is that correct?
Yes.
I think the mayor said it's not showing any.
There's an email that was sent. There was an email that was.
The answer to that question is important in relation to the point I'm trying to make. I mean, it's a fact. Is it being done or not? You have a list of the roads that are being done.
If you would like, please. Mr. Levin, please. Mr. Levin, thank you so much for your remarks. Have a good day. Thank you. Anyone else, Mr. Orange?
Yes, is Jacob Rosenthal here?
No, he's not here.
So nobody else?
My name is on the list.
Your name? No, your name is not on the list.
Yes, it is. I pulled it out myself.
No, I have here four people.
You're right, can you put it down? Says Yeshua Jordan Ward.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry about that. Yes, and from that.
Thank you. Greetings to the board. How are you today? Nice to see you. In also reference to Chapper's Way, the thing that's concerning is that two administrations ago, the road was already openly spoken to as being made in a very cheaply non-professional manner to the point where it had to be come out and be repaired as per agreement of the previous paver, of which they did not repave the road at all. And the curb line is still a mess looking from not even being paved, is the way it looks today. And there's one spot where a water main broke that has now created a bad depression where it looks like a drain is there, to where it's a hump going over like this with this beautiful patched road that looks like a normal paving over what was a water main explosion. And that looks like a normal street. I believe Tamarack has been actually paved since then, and many of the streets around us, but yet this road has never been paved correctly. And I'm confused by that and concerned why that road is not being approached to put it back to a standard of which that obviously now the way the roads are being paved here, thanks to you, the board, of correcting that problem from the previous administrations before your arrival here, was done. So if you could please approach or send us an email of what, if this road's not going to be paved now, as per when these other roads are being paved, when is it planned to be paved so our concerns can be taken care of and the road can be actually put to the way it was supposed to be done 6 years ago, 7 years ago. So we have a road that's incompletely done, that's now further down the road, and you see the edges of the previous pave that was already probably about 10 years old or more from then, so you're now leading to 17 to 20 years of no complete paving on that street. If you look at it versus when it was paved and why the last time that they didn't do it well. So if you can, please send a message to the community. Let us know when that road will be repaired according to the standards of which, thank God, you follow now, and that the people you hire now, so that we don't have to question you and take your time up in these board meetings. And I appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you, beautiful God.
Thank you so much. Mr. Worth, as I said before, Mr. Spence makes these decisions on a yearly basis, based on budget and based on the conditions of the roads. These are made by him as a professional with a very respectable track record as far as engineering.
I hear it. It's confusing that it was never placed to the standard of which is
what he's looking for now.
We would love to do more. We have a limited budget.
Understand.
We give that budget to Mr. Spence. He does the best he can. It's worth tirelessly. We have more money from the state. And God willing, if Governor Hochul in this budget will increase CHIP money, which is money that helps fund the roads,
if you have who we can write to as a community for that purpose to help,
Governor Hochul
gladly, but as a group would be more powerful. Doesn't have to be from the board. Obviously, the citizens itself.
If you wish, if you want to talk about the budget, I'll talk to you for hours about it.
No, just to handle what you said.
Mr. Worth, can you please listen? If you would like to talk about the budget and how it's done in Albany, things which I have unfortunately intimate knowledge about, I would love to do that for hours. It's not simple, very difficult, and these budget constraints have much to do with the reality of municipalities all over New York. More money should go to roads, and Governor Hochul should put more money into roads. And we're trying to get every penny that we can. Every penny that we can. If there's any grant that's out there, we apply for it. And everything that goes there goes to fixing the roads. And just to make it clear, these are getting more expensive as the year goes by. Just this year, $35,000 more than it was last year. That's unfortunate, and hopefully the governor will change.
For the same square footage?
Correct. But again, we have more agenda. If you're interested,
understand.
I'll have hours to talk about it and tell you exactly what I think about the process.
No, I only would want
Mr. Worth,
the community to know so we don't have to ask you the questions again on when they plan on that in the future based upon the fact it was never done correctly.
I'll be happy to tell Mr. Spence about these concerns. Good day. I believe.
One second. Make a motion to close the public comments period.
Second.
Second by Mark Greenberg.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Good day. The floor is yours.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mayor, okay. Stop the coal again. It's supposed to be a car. Miss your power. Good evening. The Spring 2025 exhibition, like our reputation, open on April 6th with an open reception Sunday, April 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. The show will be on view until May 25th. The Spring concert scheduled for Saturday, May 24th at 8 p.m. will feature the Bar Jensen Band with Kelly Mitchell performing a selection of jazz and blues. The event will be open for a live attendance and will be streamed live via youthmeet.com. Dr. Dalamasa Atta will assist with the live streaming. Live refreshment will be served the summer 2025 art exhibition. A title in respect, color, safe and aesthetic, Birmingham Web Tea. It's scheduled to open June 8th at 2 p.m. with the opening reception on Saturday, June 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. There will be a live music performance. The event will be streamed live via YouTube. Dr. Alam Asa Atta will exist with the live streaming. Like the first man will be served. The summer concert 2025 is scheduled for Saturday, August 3rd. And at 8 p.m., the proposed budget for the event is $800 for the musician and $150 for hospitality, for a total of $900. I would like to the board and give an approval the amount of $950 for the summer concert of 2025.
I'll make a motion to approve the summer concert of 2025 for a total of $950, $800 for musicians, and $150 for hospitality. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Greenwald. Any comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you, Gideon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep
Thank
up.
You.
And yes, we will look into the maintenance issues. I'll try to work on it this month, okay?
Okay.
And get some quotes.
Okay, approval of minutes from the meeting of April 28th, 2025.
Only the people that were here can make the motion. Mm-hmm.
So if there are, I'll make the motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Mr. Greenwald. Any comments, insertions, deletions?
No.
If none, so all in favor?
Aye, but aye. Two people will abstain because they were not here at the meeting.
I abstain.
Yeah.
That is indeed the custom. though it is actually not legally needed, but we have our traditions here. Okay. Approval of Treasury Report. Mr. Zeidel, you want to do the honors?
Sure. Trustee Ronan Zeidel moved the resolution in the payment of general funds claims totaling $74,682.91. Set forth on page 5 of the monthly abstract listing dated April 29, 2025 through May 19, 2025. Estimate is hereby approved subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. The payroll of May 2, 2025 and May 16, 2025 as set forth in the payroll in the amount of $13,064.25 and $10,937.32 respectively are hereby submitted for approval, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. This will be seconded by...
Second.
I have a second. By second. Trustee Matt Lasker. And the motion is going to be carried.
Motion.
Carried. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Should pass the 5. No objections. Zero. Thank you. For new business, we have a request to return the remaining escrow funds on the account for the 7 Hidden Valley project that ended last year. All the amounts were reconciled. So there's
a motion. We got an email request from the owner of the project. It was reviewed by our village treasurer and bookkeeper. There's a total, Mr. Mayor, there's a total of $3,518.61 left in the account, escrow account. So if you want to make a motion to approve the return of this escrow.
So I will make a motion to return the escrow accounts remaining funds to the applicant totaling $3,818.61, seconded by Mr. Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Orange, can you please tell the treasurer that with the bookkeeper, can you please have that everything, you know, the check issued and sent to the applicant. Okay, thank you. Burgess Meredith, as you all know, Burgess Meredith, there was a project that was recently finished for the summer because it is much more used, much, much more frequented by many people. At least for the summer, we should have some kind of a portable bathroom there. So there was a very reasonable offer from a local vendor. Mr. Lasky, you want to do...
Yeah, I'm making a motion just to give the board a rundown. There's a lot of kids using that playground and the basketball court, so a bathroom was installed, was delivered yesterday. It was delivered on Friday. They're going to clean it once a week, and hopefully it will be for good use until the end of the summer. So for right now, we have an invoice for a total of $390 for 2 months. It was negotiated out for a much higher price. So if the board is okay, I'll make a motion to approve...
2 months or 2 bathrooms?
No, for 1 bathroom for 2 months. It's 2 months. Yeah, okay. Look at the dates.
Go ahead.
So I'll make a motion to approve $390 for John to go for the bathroom that was installed at the Burgess Meredith Park. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Trustee Zeidel. Any comments?
Will they clean?
All in favor?
Yes, they will clean on a weekly basis.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries 5-0.
Okay, Mr. Lasker, so can you please, concerning Bruce Meredith, can you please, in your next conversation with Mr. Spence's office, mention that for the next phase of the project with the ARPA money, can they please add garbage cans?
Garbage cans we can install ourselves. I think right now there is a bid out there For the just for the record, Mayor, the bid went out. Our clerk put out the bid. It's going to be open until June 13th.
For what?
For the total for the new track, the 7-foot track of blacktop in the park, and the water mitigation issue for the middle field. Hopefully, both issues will be bids are going to come in. I believe the clerk mentioned that he got some calls, some interest. So
can
hopefully,
Martin, if we can add a few garbage cans to the
that's not needed for the grant because we're over the grant money, anyways.
Okay.
So we will add more garbage cans once the park is finished. We want to add also more garbage cans and also more benches in the big field. But we have to first mitigate the water issue, see how that successfully goes, and then we'll have more money. But we're planning on spending a lot of money in that park, and it's all for the youth so that the kids will be able to enjoy. I just want to attest that this past Sunday there was a sports day in Pomona. The mayor was there. Legislature Paul Cleary was there, and it was a very successful day. It was over 40 children from the neighborhood that came to play. They played volleyball, they played basketball, they played baseball. There was some food there, and it was a very fun day, I was told. So I hope these types of programs will continue in the village for the youth, and it would be an amazing thing to finish the park so that more projects could be done. I also want to tell the board I went to visit Secor Park recently, and I took some pictures. It looks beautiful. The reason I went to visit, we got some emails from the neighbor next door about the bushes they wanted. So I discussed with Martin to see, we still have a few dollars left in that ARPA funding that we got. We may be able to install some bushes behind and add another bench in that playground, but it looks beautiful, and I know that the residents in that area enjoy it very much. So hopefully with all these projects coming to fruition by the end of the summer, this is gonna be a beautiful addition to our park, to our village, to the residents of the neighborhood, and it's also open for the entire public. Because it's ARPA funding, it's also open for the kids in the mobile homes areas and everyone else in Rockland County. So this is the update on the park, and hopefully it will be amazing.
Mr. Orange, just when the bid comes to an end, probably would be a good idea to talk to Mr. Nugent or one of the associates in the office. There's a certain procedure. He'll run you through it so you know what to do and how to do it. So get used to it.
Mayor, yeah. Mr. Mayor, he's in touch with Brian from Martin Spencer's office, and they are having their communication. They will handle the
opening of the bid.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
Which is on a Friday, June 13th.
Okay, amazing. Thank you. Okay, Pete Leventown, please. Floor is yours.
Just for the record, Mayor, I think the attorney sent them an email today. But Brian Nugent sent them an email, but they requested to be on our agenda. We do not hold back from any request. So if they want to say anything, you're welcome. You're on our agenda today to discuss, just for discussion purposes, I guess.
That's right. Actually,
yes.
Only at 3:20, I was told that you were adding us on the
agenda. No, you were on the agenda you were on, but the letter I think you got on Friday, right?
No, I did not.
The letter from the building inspector you got on Friday.
I
just
want
for the record. But for the record, you got it on Friday. Okay, good.
Yeah, on Friday at 4 o'clock, I did the email. Good evening. Since I got the confirmation that
you just,
on the...
Can you just say the name and then and the address of the office of the firm?
Radhika Nagapandi, attorney for the applicant, Sri Raghunatha Temple.
Thank you.
Good evening. Since I got the confirmation that this case will be added to the agenda, I didn't have much time to prepare, and I just want to briefly give my client's position. And particularly after seeing the building inspector's letter, they feel that they do not agree with any of the determinations made by the building inspector for the following reasons. Building inspector states that we had to go before zoning board for area variance. our position is this board has authority to grant a variance. Because this, there is case law, Court of Appeals stated in some cases that the Board of Trustees have authority to grant variance as long as it's bulk variances. And we are asking very minor bulk variances. For the building, we're asking 4.2% increase above 10%, which is allowed. For the last 25 years, they had only 4.2% usage of the building. Only their building was 4.2% of the lot. Now they want to expand it. This is the first request for the expansion. And also, there are two proposals. One is expanding the, constructing a corridor around the temple so that they can have processions inside. It's a closed corridor. So since it is only for walking and for the chariot, it is not going to be used, and the usage is only for that purpose. And however, our chariot is very big, so they need that big area, and that is the reason why they are exceeding by 4.2%. And he also, the building inspector also said, on the social hall on the second floor, my client proposed communal living, monastery style, and only the priests and priest families will reside there. And the building code of New York State allows up to 16 people living in a monastery living on the premises of a house of worship. However, the building inspector said it is not monastery living. The usage is like a dormitory. Dorms are usually run by educational institutes. This is not an educational institute, it is a house of worship. So we request this board to determine whether that use is permitted or not. This board definitely has authority to do that. And
if I may, ma'am, in our email today, we conveyed the village's position that the board is precluded from taking any action on the special permit until a variance is obtained by the Zoning Board of Appeals. That's our position. I would disagree that the board has the power to take action tonight. And
no, I'm not asking tonight, but that is our position. This board should take the lead position, lead agency position, and determine the variance and also the use permit.
And as we stated earlier today, our position is that you would have to get the variance from the Zoning Board of Appeals, and that any action by the board right now is precluded until you get that.
No, we are not agreeing with the with your position.
That's
the reason why I came in. I don't know what this board's position is. I can present the case, like the Court of Appeals said in...
Respectfully, ma'am, this is not an oral argument.
Can you tell me what is the procedure? How do I present...
We've been in communication with you. We've expressed what the village's position is. And
no,
we've already conveyed the village's position that we're precluded from taking the action that you want tonight, and you're free to make your comments, but in terms of arguing to the board that they are able to take the action that council has advised them they can't.
Sorry, you are their attorney, you can make any recommendations.
And we have.
So what we got was the building inspector's determination after 2 years, 5 months.
They're incorrect, but it's okay.
Okay. So because they filed the... can I say why it is in charge? No.
I would...
Can I ask? No, my client filed the application... Planning board application, January of 2023, and they put that into TAC, and they had several meetings. I came on board September of 2024, and at that time I asked Mr. O'Honan, It is an expansion of the expansion. My client already had a special permit for the last 45 years. Do we need to file a special permit?
Respectfully, ma'am, this is
He never responded it. We need a special permit application. When we came in here on an informal meeting, they were graceful and granted us an informal meeting within a week. So we came in within a week, and that's the first time in November of 24 we were told to file a special permit application. On December 12th, we filed it. And this is May 29th, May 19th. So far it didn't come under the agenda. And then I was told, you had to file again the planning board application. They filed it in January of 2023, and then again they filed it on December 2nd, amended application. And this person he's the one who brought the application to here, and then the clerk said, take all this, we don't need all this, and they gave it back to him. So we did file it again after once our office told us that we had to file an amended application. We did file the same December 12th dated application again, and with extra copies, 14 copies of the plans.
And ma'am, we've been in communication today. We've told you the village's position. This is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to comment. And in terms of resolving the issue, this is not the appropriate one.
I'm not asking to resolve. I'm requesting them to take lead position, and then they will talk to you, because they're not making any decision today. Only the so far. Whatever period, whether you agree with me or not, since January 2023, finally on Friday at 4 p.m., I was sent his determination. And we don't agree with his determination. It is wrong. And we don't have to go to ZBA, because based on the case law and the ALUPA and the code, everything provides authority to this board. Why should we? Because this board appointed the zoning board of appeals. They can fire them. And they delegated the authority to them. That's what the Court of Appeals said. You delegated the authority to them. So as a result, you have the authority to determine. So this board is not going to exercise their right. I don't know their authority. I don't know. I'm just presenting today to consider proceeding as a lead agency and address these issues by this board. That's all I'm requesting.
We appreciate your comments and requests. I think you were in touch with Brian Nugent, our village engineer, for the last 5 years. He's been involved with this case for a long time. We do want to make sure that you get the proper time to present yourself to the correct boards that need to be done. Only recently your entire application was fully submitted for the planning board, which created the need of the building inspector to write his determination. And once he has written that one, it, based on our village attorney, Mr. Nugent's opinion, you need to first go to the zoning board before you can come for a special permit by us. You can run concurrently with the planning board, but because there is, based on the letter of the building inspector, now, if you disagree with his letter, I don't know the legal processes. I'm not here to go and take any position. We rely on our village attorney. He will be in touch, I guess, with the zoning board attorney, and they'll make a decision if what you're saying, demands us to take action. I'm not sure about the 2.5 years. I know you keep on mentioning you were by us a few times already.
As far as
I recall, the application was not fully submitted. There was some missing documents along the whole time. There was different people that came in to represent the temple. And the clerk, every time requested that one person should come in, We're not getting involved. I'm just repeating from what I remember the last couple of times. We want you to be able to present your case. We want to be able to help get you through the process. We didn't know that it was up to the building inspector's determination. He did give you, requested his determination for the longest time. He gave you the determination. I think the clerk called you on Friday, not at 4 o'clock, but earlier, that the letter is ready for pickup. You requested from the clerk that they should fax it or email it to you, so they were able to get around, and they did. They normally make you come and pick it up. He did mail it out, email it to you before the end of the day, so you got that letter. You requested to come in front of our board tonight. We did. We added you on the agenda. The attorney said it's just for informal because there is the zoning board application in action. Not application. The zoning board need to go there. You didn't submit yet a zoning board application. You have the letter of the building inspector that gives you now the right to go to the zoning board. You're not agreeing with his letter. This is not something we can make a decision upon. Though I guess it will be an argument between you and Mr. Brian Nugent. I think he responded the first response today. I don't know if you responded to his email after he responded to you today. So, and I think your entire team was included in that email. So they also, our village attorney's email. You have the right to, you know, proceed how you want, but this is where we're standing right now. We would love to help you, but I think based on our village attorney, you have to go first to zoning board.
Okay, if I may, I just want to point out, you said the building inspector recently was requested to provide a determination. It was requested by the TAC. You can ask the TAC people and look at the TAC record. Since September of 2023, he was asked to...
I'm not aware of that.
No, you can look at the TAC.
I hear you, but I'm not aware. You're telling me something. We will ask the village attorney to... ask the village attorney to look at it and see why the determination wasn't given to you at the time. Maybe something else was missing. I'm not aware of.
No, nothing was missing. He just avoided.
I don't think our building inspector doesn't avoid requests of determinations. No. He gives determinations to every single applicant without making any differentiation of who they are and what they're requesting for.
Okay, I was not present. I was told by your TAC team on September 19, 2024, I was there, and they said we still did not get the... And they told me to write to the lower board. That's when I wrote the letter, because I didn't want to run him under the bus, but I did write to them to put us on the agenda. But your TAC team said we cannot do anything until he gives the determination letter.
What year was that?
Huh?
When was that?
You were
at the meeting?
I was at September 19th meeting.
And they said, and the TAC said at the time that they were waiting for the determination letter of the building inspector.
Yeah, I think in their letters also, tomorrow I can look it up the file and send you where they said several times.
Yeah, but anyways, now you got the letter from the inspector. So you're arguing that the letter came in a few months later? Is that the issue now?
Not just a few months after. After we put the position that it's a monastery.
I have no idea. I don't know the details.
It was August 2023.
But you were there? How do we know what happened then?
No, I have the letter. It was dated August 2023. From that time, he did not make any determination until Friday. So that's one fact. And is this board already decided that we have to go before zoning board?
We don't decide anything. We just heard from our attorney that Brian Nugent, who is not here tonight, and I think he mentioned that in his email too. He clearly gave the position of the village currently. If you want to argue with him, you're welcome. We follow his legal advice. So we're gonna wait for his opinion if you are disagreeing with the letter. But I think if you got the letter on Friday and you today said that you're disagreeing with his letter and the attorney disagreed with your opinion, we just wanted to entertain your request of coming tonight. We don't want to hold back anyone from coming to speak. We want to respect every religion here in this village, and therefore you requested we put you on, we had you on the agenda tonight. However, we can't, we're not going to go, you know, against our the legal advice we get, and we will follow what the legal advice is. You can argue.
You have a special permit application before you.
We,
so you had to make a determination what you want to do.
The attorney,
so
that, the, like no, you saw the email. You're going, sir, we're going in circles.
No, your attorney wrote to me, but like I said, I came in, I'm saying I'm disagreeing with your...
You're disagreeing, but we follow our attorney.
No, you have to make a formal determination and they send it to us with notice of entry, then we will see what we need to do. Because
we don't make a determination. Our attorney advised us.
No, we have a pending application before you, this board.
We don't have a pending application.
Yes, I did file a special permit application.
I know you filed, but we needed
you had to make a determination on it. First of all,
what did we have? A determination of what?
Maybe let the attorney.
We asked for a special permit to expand it.
I think we will request from our attorney, Brian Nugent, to review what you're saying tonight, that you have something pending in front of us and that you're asking us to make a decision.
No, I did appear on the special permit because that's the
saying there's a lot of words being mixed together. I don't know exactly. I don't want to say anything that's right or wrong. I think Mr. Nugent has it very clear. We will follow his advice. We will ask him your questions. And I'm sure he will be in touch with you via email or phone if you want to discuss it. And we'll take it from there, I guess. We don't have any... We're not going to over... We follow our legal advice to protect ourselves.
I totally understand.
You know, you may disagree with it, but we are... We can't follow any attorney on the street that tells us...
No, I totally understand. And that is my position. I'm presenting it on behalf of my client.
But so, you're not presenting anything tonight because it's not a public hearing and it's not a fully submitted application according to our
attorney. Application was fully submitted. We went, Brian and I went back and forth so many times.
I yield my time.
And asked him if there is anything missing, tell us that we will submit it. And he never said anything is missing. And then they said, file the planning board application. So we did file it again.
Correct.
And then
you got a determination from the building inspector. Let's face reality. You needed the planning board. You filed it. That triggered the letter of the determination of the building inspector.
After 1 year, 5 months. Because they filed the application on January 2023.
You're taking me on. You're trying to take me to 2023, but I'm trying to explain to you. The 2023 application was not the same of what came in now in 2024. You changed, you amended it.
Because
you amended
the tax, whatever the tax wanted, my client went six or seven times for the tax meetings.
Yeah.
Whatever they wanted to amend it, they amended everything and that's how they came up.
Yeah, but you keep on bringing January of 2023 when things changed during that process.
Based on your tax recommendations, whatever they recommended, my engineers, amended everything.
I understand. All I know is that our village attorney advised you today.
So I do want something formally saying that to what we...
We are not... Your attorney, I think, gave you a formal email today.
All right. Can we move on?
No,
one second. I think this part...
We're just going in circles.
No.
I'm sorry. By this board, because we have a special permit
We do have an attorney, and that attorney... I'm sure if you communicate with him, we'll...
No, I'm just making the request. I want a formal determination by this board because we have a special permit application whether you're going to take lead position and proceed on it or not. That's what I want to know.
Please send it to Mr. Nugent, and I'm sure he will answer you quickly. Okay. We are now moving to building and maintenance. Any comments or reports for building and maintenance? Is there anything for building and maintenance?
Building and maintenance.
The fence is cut.
Yeah, so, Mark,
yeah.
I want to give you an update on that too. The fence, I reached out to the fence company, and he told me he's going to come out there and give us a quote. It shouldn't be that expensive to just change that specific fence. And I want you to know also that we are looking into simultaneously Burgess Meredith and Beaver Dam by Vandenhende to put in a camera that's going to face pretty much the angle of the playground and the tennis court, so that, you know, vandalism should be hopefully avoided. The cameras will have 4G LTE connection, hopefully. We want to install. So I want to know, you know what, actually, since you brought it up, I wonder if the board is okay if we can vote on tonight to approve a budget of, the calculation was about $200 per camera, $150 a year service for the it's about $150 a year. That, again, it's not full streaming 24 hours, but whenever somebody needs to log on, you don't have to, you know, it goes with solar. So the only cost that may still be involved is the pole that has to be installed. We may get somebody to sponsor that and is going to install the pole. We just need to get the...
How could you just put on the tree?
Because you want it to be on a high enough, and also it needs to be open due to the solar. We need solar. Otherwise, you have power over there? Where are you getting power? So it's like what comes...
Battery-operated camera.
And then you're going to go change it every day?
You know, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, thank you. So if I may, if we can just approve up to, I would say up to $1,000, so we have it covered. Two cameras for now. We'll start with one
in
each
park.
It's 4K recording. One in Burgess Meredith that's going to face that we had an issue with vandalism there with the basketball court. Basketball run on. You sent me pictures one day.
Yes.
And we had Moshe send me other pictures. I don't want to mention what it was over there, of other stuff at the Vandenhende Park. So if we can have two cameras installed, that would help, and Village will have access to it. So if we can, I'll make a motion if the board is okay to approve up to $1,000 for the installation.
I second that motion.
Two cameras, in one in Vandenhende Park and one in Burgess Meredith Park. Do I have a second?
I second.
Second by trustee Greenberg. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Well, we're going to get complaints on CECOR. We will discuss CECOR.
Okay. Motion passes 3-2.
5-0.
I didn't say anything. Okay.
Floor trustee period. Joe, floor is yours.
Trustee period, no?
Joe?
Oh, so I had some complaints actually this past Saturday. I know it's happening every year.
Yeah.
But because we had so much rain the past 2 weeks, so when you walk on Layton Town, just grew up out of nowhere. You probably saw it also. Like all the brush like came like into the road. It's not safe for people to walk, which is either way not safe, but especially now when people just walk in mamish like in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
Cars are coming. So sure, if you could reach out to
So can you give Moshe the details of the areas. Moshe, you already know who to contact in Ramapo, in DPW for these kinds of things?
Yeah, he's in touch.
So, can you just send him the location? Moshe already knows how to contact DPW and...
What is the issue?
The brushes.
The brush. Like,
usually July or September they come with that.
Now it came out early enough.
So, do me... Also take a picture.
I can send pictures.
Picture will help a lot, yes. And send it to Moshe.
Okay.
You have Moshe's email or phone number?
Yes.
No. Okay, assuming anything else?
No.
Okay. Rana, the floor is yours.
I'm good.
Okay. And Rana, thank you with the NRSP coming and solving issues in the past few days. Brushes that wood that fell, you know, cutting
Correct.
Them up, removing it
Trees,
to the removing
woods,
it.
Blocking roads.
So thank you, and please thank Lipa and everybody else from NRSP that came and helped secure those areas.
Thank you very much.
Mark, the floor is yours.
I didn't really.
Anything? Okay, so...
He's happy with the cameras.
Happy with the cameras, and hopefully...
And we're going to fix the gate. Oh, you know what, Mayor? Let's approve.
Can we approve a biometric entrance into the tennis court?
We got, I got made more, I got 20 copies. I gave the
yeah, but they go, they go to non-residents, so it doesn't matter.
Okay, motion. Ilan, if Mark made a comment about the hole in the fence, that's a good idea. If I can make a motion to approve up to $500, hopefully it'll be $200 to fix the hole in the fence. So I'll make a motion to approve up to $500 to fix the fence at the tennis court at Vandenhende. Do I have a second?
Second.
Whoa!
This is a very popular
second.
This is second
by Trustee Greenberg.
No problem.
It's his project.
It's his project. And in fact, I've also gotten requests from people as well for the same thing that you, to put a camera there because of the vandalism and also the hole in the fence.
How about the biometric?
The lock to get in and out.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor, let's vote.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. For the thing. So once we get a quote, we can go ahead right away and get it done, right?
Yeah. Speaking of, did you ever the gentleman in the States that replaced Kaba? Did you ever get back to them?
No, not yet. We have to decide what we want to do.
Okay.
The other thing I want to mention is we had a beautiful drive through our village. On Sunday, the bikers,
yes.
It was a beautiful event. We encouraged them. I know some people were frustrated with the traffic for the hour or two, but I think the bikers had a good time. We had the town of Ramapo Highway Department came and filled up all the potholes along the whole strip that goes through our village.
They missed some, by the way.
No, where the bikers go.
Yeah, Camp Hill.
They still missed.
Okay, they missed maybe the ones in the town, not in the village.
Oh.
Because that Camp Hill is the town area over there. It's not our village. But it was a very nice event. It looked like very professional done. I also want to update the board that today they started milling Woodfield Road and Brookside. They're going to continue tomorrow. And then they will continue on Tamarack and Hollow Tree. And they will do Hidden Valley on Wednesday or Thursday. And hopefully within a week we will have... hopefully we'll have the road done.
Yeah. Are they doing Sunset on there also?
There is a small section, there's a small strip
it's
of
like three houses.
Three houses on, not Hidden Valley,
Sunset,
the other,
Sunset,
whatever, it's, I don't know which one, it's called, no,
Sunset.
Scenic.
No,
Scenic.
It's not Scenic.
He told me it's called Scenic.
Sunset.
Sunset is not our village.
Yes, it is.
It's called Scenic.
Oh, okay. Fine.
They're doing that small section, not scenic the whole road, but that section. Yes.
It's like three houses. Yes. Like three houses on our street.
Whatever is in our village.
Why? Why should we lose there?
No, it's just a very small three houses on our street.
That was it.
So why? Kind of
please. I want to make a motion. I want to make a motion. The village board hereby authorize the payment of an annual stipend of an amount of $3,000 to Deputy Mayor Manny Lasker for the performance of additional duties as set forth above. So long as he performs such duties, the stipend authorizes in section 2 shall be retroactive to June 1st, 2024 and shall be payable for the fiscal year beginning June 1st, 2024 and ending May 31st, 2025. For the fiscal year beginning June 1st, 2025 and ending May 31st, 2026, and for subsequent fiscal years, when the deputy mayor is performing such duties, the $3,000 stipend shall be payable in quarterly installments. If at any point the deputy mayor ceases to perform one or more of the additional duties described therein, the village board may reduce the amount of the stipend proportionally based on the extent of the duties no longer being performed. The resolution will take effect immediately.
I will second it.
Seconded by Mr. Greenwald.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay,
motion is carried. Okay. Anything? Office period? Moshe, floor is yours. Nothing?
Anything has to be done?
Any courses you need to take?
I do need to take the course of vital
statistics.
I have contact them. We are going a little bit back and forth.
Do we need to approve any fees for that course?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
Okay. Okay. If you need any courses that require fees, let us know. We're going to approve it in the board. Anything else?
Moshe, did you solve the issue with the birth certificate? Did you call maybe the health department?
Where that would be Mrs. Goldstein, right?
Goldstein.
Yeah.
So.
Did they get back to you from the last email?
No, I sent them an email with request of information.
And they. I don't want to say the details. Okay.
I've never heard back from them.
Can you send them another email just to be sure?
A follow-up. If you could
follow-up,
send them a follow-up.
Yeah.
Because they complained to the mayor also. So if you could just
follow-up. They tried to talk to the previous group, and it was not very, she wasn't very expressive. So just to be on a good side with them, if you could just get back to them. Okay. Anything for legal?
Nothing for public.
Okay. Anything for executive session?
No.
Okay, nothing for executive session, anyone?
No.
Nothing. If that is the case,
personnel maybe? We have an issue with personnel.
I will make a motion to adjourn. Seconded by Mr. Zeidel and Mr. Greenwald. I'm changing the tradition. I'm changing the tradition. Everybody is seconded. I'm changing the tradition. Everybody can second.
All in favor?
Aye.
5-0. Thank you.
Wait, okay, good. I have a question here.
Okay.